miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Royce, and you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a show that lets you learn how to take control of your genes and your lifestyle so you live at a healthier quality of life for your whole life. We're talking with Dr. Timothy France, known as the Hear, H-E-A-R, Doc. His website, theheardoc.com. Author of the book, Hearing Loss, Facts and Fiction, Seven Secrets to Better Hearing. And in fact, this is one of the key things is this is a really easy to read book. And he's got just wonderful advice for all of us. We were talking this question written by a lady who didn't want her name known. I guess she and her husband listened to the show together. But the doc has said that her husband has male pattern hearing loss, that he is at a stable level, meaning he's gone from age 60 to 74 now with, that doesn't give it away, but 60 to 74 now with no change in this, quote, male pattern hearing loss, but he keeps asking what a lot. What'd she say, etc. And we learned that consonants were hard for him to say. Timothy, why don't you repeat what you said and then tell us how it's easy to get treatment.
Sure. What I said earlier was when they talk about male pattern hearing loss, they're really talking about what we call noise-induced hearing loss from a lifetime of noise exposure, usually with noisy occupations such as industrial equipment, etc., with or without the appropriate hearing protection. And the vowel sounds typically are heard very well, which are the low tones in each, the A, E, I, O, U. The consonants, however, especially the fricatives, which are sounds that are produced by forcing air through the teeth or lips, such as TH, SH, the Z sound, are not heard very well. And so the person may know that you're speaking and hear speech, but won't necessarily understand what's being said, a very, very common complaint in my practice. The problem is, even though it's quote-unquote stable, the effects of untreated hearing loss are very significant and well-proven. Number one is decreased income. People with less that have untreated hearing loss have decreased income. They tend to suffer from dementia more frequently. Of course, a less communication and poor relationships, which sounds like maybe beginning in this couple's life. And then the active lifestyle is lost because they tend to not go to activities that they used to enjoy when they could hear normally, basically because they can't hear it's being said or they don't enjoy it, such as a bowling alley, which can be frustrating, or theaters, etc. So there's a couple of ways to treat her husband. The first one is he needs to admit that he does have some hearing loss, and it sounds like he does just by asking her to repeat. He's asking her to repeat, so that's a good thing. So I'd like to talk about how they can have a better relationship and more communication and better hearing without using hearing aids. The first is to turn off the radio or the TV. A lot of people have the TV on nonstop, and that background noise really competes if you need to have an important conversation. The second would be if they could get to the same room and try not to have conversations, let's say, between the kitchen and the living room or even between floors, which is very, very difficult. The other is trying to face each other.
Why is that? Is that more difficult just because he's got this consonant hearing loss, or is it just because it's normally more difficult for sound to travel that far?
No, as long as the sound is loud enough, it can travel that far. But yes, there's other background noises, and the signal, which is the wife's voice in this case, needs to be at least 7 or 8 decibels, which is a measure of loudness, louder than the surrounding noise to hear clearly. And whether that's if she's doing dishes in one room or whatever, he's got the TV on, that makes it very difficult to understand what's being said. So I think that they're on the right track, but there's a few things they could do. Also, looking face-to-face when they're speaking, that really helps. About 3 or 4 feet away really helps. And like she said, he's getting good at reading lips. A lot of people are pretty good at this without taking one class on lip reading. They just kind of naturally learn it. As I mentioned, this problem usually doesn't come on overnight, but takes years to develop, and people develop compensatory methods to deal with it, such as he has, I think. Now, let's say that he does want to get some help. I recommend that he would see a board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. Of course, I'm biased. That's what I do. There are two other levels of people in the United States that can help with hearing aids. One is audiologists, who either have a master's degree or an AUD, which is like a PhD in hearing loss. They're not physicians, but they're experts in hearing. And then there's a non-degreed people called hearing aid dispensers that can also help out. But I recommend that he would see an ear, nose, and throat physician, if possible, for a good examination, good test. And 90% of the time, maybe 95% of the time, hearing aids are going to be needed in this circumstance.
Now, when you talk about other forms of hearing loss, what is the one and I'm trying to phrase it as a question. This woman says, my kids turn their iPods way up. Are they likely, because of the loud noise, to have hearing loss? And what can I do to tell them about this and to get them to change?
That's a great question. And I'm thinking about writing a book and doing a study on this, because this is a big, big issue, primarily in the U.S. And she mentioned iPod. Is that correct?
She did.
Well, Apple products in Europe have been limited to 85 to 89 decibels maximum output with the earbuds. The EU mandated that. Here in America, they go up as high as 105, 110 dBs. That means decibel, a measure of loudness, which is known to cause hearing loss over time. Again, a child's not going to listen to the iPod one day and have severe hearing loss the next day unless there's some tragic accident with the sound stream. But over time, with exposure of 6 hours, 8 hours a day, absolutely that can cause a problem. What the mother can simply do is go into the device, and Apple has a wonderful system where you can limit the volume of the device so it doesn't go quite as far. In fact, I would recommend 85 decibels or less. And if she wants to know where 85 decibels is, there are some wonderful apps that Apple has developed and other developers to actually measure the sound. Called decibel meters. They're wonderful. I've been using mine quite a bit.
So when we come back, we're going to go to the second hour. So, Timothy France, we're going to have to say goodbye. TheHearDoc.com. TheHear.com. Great advice. One of the things I'd love to find out is how you get the app so you limit the sound. Is it through the normal settings? Is a question that someone asked me, so we don't have time to answer that, but we will get that answered before too long. The Hear Doc, Dr. Timothy France, superb advice. We'll look forward to seeing you again on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on RadioMD.com. The call, of course, is stay well. Thanks, Sonar, for great engineering. We'll be back next week and even in the next hour if you're still with us.
Green light. Hey girl, school zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver. liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had.